Good morning, this is Tommy Hayes. I'm so glad you joined with me today for Morning by Morning, February 2nd, 2023. Abiding love and fullness of joy. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Help me begin my day embraced by my Father, centered in Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit. This morning, the word comes to mind from John chapter 15. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I've said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. John 15, verses 5 to 11. We're not told, go and bear fruit. We're told, abide in me. When we abide in you, then we will bear fruit. In fact, then we will bear much fruit. So we understand. We must understand what it is to abide in you. In fact, you warned us with these words, whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. Verse 6. That's not the fire I desire. I want to burn with a passion for you, not burn up in indifference apart from you. You went on to explain that to abide in you is to abide in my love. That's the key. It's all about love, not just love in general, not just love for people or love for nature or love for animals. It's all about love for you and embracing your love for us. You explained it, saying, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Verse 9. Out of a relationship of love with you, we bear fruit. Out of our relationship of love with you, we trust you and obey you. Out of our relationship of love with you, your joy will be in us and our joy will be complete. Verse 11. Love and joy, obedience and trust, fruitfulness and fulfillment, all flowing out of our abiding relationship with you. Nothing could be more important than to keep abiding in you and embracing your love. Lord, keep leading me to love, teaching me to love, healing me to love, freeing me to love, empowering me to love. Not just love in general, but loving you. In fact, loving you, the Lord my God, with all my heart and with all my soul and with all my mind and with all my strength. Mark 12, verse 30. Keep me abiding in you, abiding in your love and bearing your fruit in my world. Abiding in your presence, there is fullness of joy. Psalm 16, 11. Abiding in your presence, keeping the Lord always before me, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. Psalm 16, verses 8 to 9. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray by your Holy Spirit that, Lord, you just draw me, draw this one, join it with me right now in prayer. Draw us close to you, abiding in you, opening up our hearts to you, every dimension of our being connected and bound with you now and forever. Fill with the joy of the Lord in our world. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my friend, and you have a great day.